The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Tonight, 8 p.m, the first semi will be taking place. Ireland will be performing seventh in the lineup in Malmo. Henry McKean is in Sweden for us. Henry, hello.
Hello, it's Malmo calling, Kieran. Hello to everyone in Limerick, live here in Sweden. Yeah, that atmosphere, it really is building behind Bambi Thug. And behind the scenes, Team Crown the Witch are really quite confident. And I did get to talk to Bambi Thug, non-binary, half Swedish, half Macroom in Cork. This Blue Witch is really taking Malmo by storm. Remember, they is recovering from a hospitalization after eating shellfish over the weekend. We're going to try and keep this non-political. We do touch on a few things. And we start by talking about meeting Johnny Logan, who is performing tonight's Lorenz Euphoria, that one in 2012 for Sweden.
Yeah, I was kind of like, wow. The whole time. No, he told me that he's a bit of a sinner himself. And I really actually don't really remember. I think I was a bit starstruck talking to him, just like, ha. But he's lovely. And I loved his cover of Euphoria as well. It was beautiful. In the world at the moment, it's very dangerous for trans and non-binary people. And I want to show support as much as I can. We deserve the same rights, the same recognition, the same love as everyone, and I will scream it from the rooftops in any way I can forever.
I want to ask you about the rehearsal just there. I mean, it was wonderful, and the crowd that was there really reacted. How did you find it? How did you think it all went?
Yeah, good. Obviously, there's always room for improvement, and we notice things that no one else notices. But I was happy with it. I think I had a bit more adrenaline today because there was a crowd there. I lost a nail. Halfway through, yeah, it just flew off. I was holding one of my fingers like this to hide it. But no, it was good. It was great. It's been amazing seeing how much it's touching people. And it's quite emotional, actually. Yeah, I feel good. It feels amazing. And I'm really proud of myself, and I'm really proud of my fans. And all my fans are so creative as well. And I think, you know, when you do something out of the box, it allows people to push themselves out of the box too. And I love seeing all the kids dressing up in goth. And I think it's beautiful, and I'm really grateful.
You talk about the emotions there and the fact that, do you want to say hello to anyone back in Macroom, or even the Swedish side of your family? Do you want to...
What's up, Macroom, and what's up, Bruma? Yeah, I love you. You know, you're from a little town, but it doesn't matter where you're from. If you have enough drive and don't stop, you can do whatever you want. And you can be whoever you want, and you don't need to stick in a box just because you're from a small town.
And you know, as the hours go by, Bambi, if I can say this, you come across more and more confident and you know, we're crowning the witch, we're bringing the witch, aren't we?
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. I believe in my art, you know, and I have an incredible team behind me who've been with me from a very long time, especially my demon here. Yeah, it's surreal. It's surreal.
That was Bambi Thug. You met the demon as well, did you?
Yeah, they mentioned the demon, basically the choreographer, Matthew Williams. Here's Matthew.
So basically, whenever we get together to choreograph anything, Bambi will come to me with the song, storyline, and sort of ideas that they would like to do. And then we just tend to put the music on and...
Lie there for ages.
It's usually the first hour and a half and gather ourselves. But then I'll tend to just freestyle. Bambi will pick out what they like, what they want to keep. And then we start to build in you, any other dancers we might have on stage. And then as the kind of rehearsals started to develop, we started to come up with more of an idea of what the story would look like, how that would translate. Because you can do so much with choreo, and you can do so much with dance and lyrics and costume. But when it comes into the setting and the stage and the lighting, all of that, that's when it starts to really just take it to a next level.
Yeah, and we're theatre kids, so it's very important for us the whole...
Way back in the 12 years of musical theatre.
12 years!
Until you get under the lights.
You can't tell.
You can't really tell until it's in full costume. You can't really tell how it's going to interact with one another. So each rehearsal, we've just gone back to the drawing board. We go back to the hotel. we take notes, we work on it, we do an extra test run. And what we've got to it today is...
morphing from human to beast.
Monster side and human side, just about.
Just about left. Enough for me to still trust you.
All right, that is Bambi again, and the choreographer, Matthew Williams, the demon. Who else have you met, Henry?
Yeah, Sweden. We've got to talk about Sweden. Ireland have won it 7 times, and so have Sweden. And they go automatically through to the final, but they are performing tonight. I got to meet Marcus and Martunas. They have a brilliant song, Unforgettable. They are the Swedish Jedward, perhaps not as hyper as Jedward. Lovely lads. They've sold millions of records, and they're big stars here in Sweden.
Yeah, I don't think everyone has that feeling that we are going to win for themselves. But of course, everyone has that feeling in them. That's why you are in Eurovision. You get to represent the country, so of course you want to do the best you can. And I will say that we are underdogs this year, of course, because Sweden has never won twice in a row before.
Never in
if
history.
We do, it's the first time ever. So we just want to do our best we can, and hopefully people want to make history together with Sweden.
It's the 50th anniversary of ABBA and Waterloo.
Yes.
Being here in Sweden, representing Sweden. I mean, how proud are
right?
you? And you know, and tell us about the song, and tell us about you.
Yeah, no, of course, it's a lot of big names here. You have ABBA, you have Lorraine, who won for her second time now, last year.
I mean, so, all the ABBA fans and all the Lorraine fans should vote for us, because then you make history with Sweden. So yeah.
And have
so
you heard
cool.
of Jedward? Are you the
Yes,
Swedish
of course.
Jedward?
We talked with them when we were in, I think it was Amsterdam, then we met them. So they are very nice people, and maybe we get the, their vibes.
And there's lots of protests planned around Israel being here, and there's lots of protests planned in the next few days. What's your feeling on that?
Well, I think people, of course, can have the opinions they want to. For us, right now, the focus is on Eurovision. We get to do this. It's once-in-a-lifetime moment. As an artist, you dream about this. So our focus is on Eurovision right
now. Thank you. Now we move on.
All right, Henry. What about Bambi Thug's chances? And who are the favourites? Who are people talking about getting through to the final and winning?
Yeah, well, Bambi Thug is now, believe it or not, a favourite to win the whole thing. According to the bookies from around Europe, they're like fifth to win the whole thing. The bookies and the superfans are saying that we will definitely qualify tonight, the first time since 2018. Me, personally, I'm not a superfan. I am a fan. I mean, it's the grannies at home, the 500 million grannies who will be phoning in. They'll be ringing in later to say who they want. It's up to them, not the superfans. So we'll see, but it looks like more than likely we will be going through. I think that Bambi, you know, is going to do really well, but I want to mention Baby Lasagna from Croatia. I've seen them in rehearsals. They are absolutely brilliant. A kind of rocky, poppy, traditional Croatian music. And they have a song called Rim Tim Taggy Dim. That's Rim Tim Taggy Dim. It's fantastic. Here a superfan.
We're so proud of Bambi. They're absolutely fantastic and a great ambassador for Ireland, and we're for them all the way.
So you are a fan. You've travelled out here. Where did you travel from?
I'm from County Tyrone. I've been a fan of Eurovision since 1999, so 25 years. And this is the second Eurovision I've ever been to, so really happy to be here.
Cork in Ireland. So what I love about Eurovision is that it's inclusive, it's joyful, it's full of people that you wouldn't normally meet unless you came here, and nobody cares where you're from, what you do, and it's just music and it's love and it's light. So that's what I love about it.
What do you love about it?
Oh, I just like this now. Look at this festival vibe. Like, you know, it's all inclusive. You know, it's party-esque, it's vibing. It's everyone is getting on.
You came all the way from Dublin. Why did you come all the way
because
to Sweden?
She is a super fan of Eurovision and she's always wanted to come.
Yeah. You're a super fan.
So yeah, it's been a kind of dream come true for me at the moment. So yeah.
So you're really quite taken by it all.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. Really much, yeah.
You've come over the bridge from Denmark. What is it you love about Eurovision?
Oh, it's everything. It's the atmosphere and the music and the show and all of it.
You're from Australia.
Yes.
What do you think Australia's chances are? Really unique song this year.
Oh, I think that song is brilliant and they're amazing performers, and I've got no idea if we'll go through or not. It is kind of weird. You know, let's be honest, it's a weird song, but it's a banger.
I mean, very proud, as any citizen of their country is, and About Eurovision, I especially love that it brings together so many different opinions, so many different nationalities, and just everybody just has a fun time.
I think it's so fun. It's like a party the whole week, and not just the finals and the semi-finals, everything around it brings people together.
Hey, my name is ESC Tom. I'm a Eurovision super fan and content creator. I've just finished watching the first dress rehearsal of semi-final number one, and it is an amazing show. This is so different from previous years, where it's about can we scrape into the final. This is one of the best performances in the whole thing. It's more about actually can we win the semi-final.
Wow.
It's really, really, really magnificent. The storytelling, the camera cuts, this everything that's happening on the stage is really spellbinding. This got a huge reaction in the arena, and people are now talking about what can this do in the final.
And why are you a super fan?
I love the music, I love the costumes, I love the community, all these people coming together to share their love of culture and music in Europe.
Well, that semi-final is on tonight. Bambi Thug will be performing seventh in the running order. We wish them the best of luck. Henry McKean from Malmo. Henry, thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.